Hi there, this is Ryan. I'm one of the jerks of Jerkatorium.
And I'm Chumpy. I am the other jerk in Jerkatorium.
And this is Two Jerks, One Vote, the review podcast for online music competitions. Today is a bit of a treat because we're reviewing the bonus round 5 for SpinTunes 23. This bonus round is not judged or ranked. It's just an opportunity for people to cover their fellow competitors. Typically, it would be for people to cover other competitors' songs from any round of SpinTunes 23, but this time it turned out a little different, and I'm sure we'll get to that later. Before we get too far along, though, I want to introduce our special guest. For this podcast, we are joined by fellow SpinTunes 23 judge Chase Rock. Chase is an improv artist at Second City since 2021. And yes, I mean that Second City, which is like the premier improv organization in the world, as I understand it. Chase was a competitor in SpinTunes 18, which I believe was his first ever SpinTunes, and where he made it all the way to the final round, which is quite a feat for any first timer. If you haven't heard his songs from that SpinTunes, then I highly recommend you go listen to them because they're fantastic. And speaking of fantastic tunes, you should also check out his other musical project, Kid Copter, which has a bunch of stuff on Bandcamp and some amazing videos on YouTube, including a video for his SpinTunes 18 Round 2 song, The Show, which has a super cool video. And honestly, everything Ersatz Records has on YouTube is a professional grade, excellent production, and most of it features Chase in one role or another. So welcome to the podcast, Chase.
Thank you. That was such a nice introduction. It's so weird to hear you both in person like this, to talk to you and hear you talk back. I'm a fan of the pod.
Nice.
Okay, well, this is great. We like getting some feedback anyway, whether it's good or bad. So
yeah. Great. Well, I poured myself a nice Spanish wine before I came on here. So anything that I have to say, it will come out by the time that this is done. That's it.
Nice. We're keeping it loose.
Good, good. Well, in preparing your intro, I saw footage of you on the guitar and the bass guitar and drums and the synthesizer and vocals. So you do it all, right?
I do it all. I'm not, I would say, not especially good at any of it. I do it all with a lot of enthusiasm. I started playing guitar when I was like in, I learned House of the Rising Sun like everybody does when I was in, I think, sixth grade, something like that. And I played throughout my high school years, picked up bass, picked up drums, that sort of thing. Recently, I think synthesizer is really what I've gotten into because I just love the absolute endless creation that you can do with one of those. But really, when it comes to like Kid Copter stuff, the stuff that I'm making, a lot of that is me handling rhythm section stuff. And I'm playing with two other MDs at Second City that go by, I forgot, Don Calypso and I'm trying not to say their real names because we all have aliases in Kid Copter. But Don Calypso and, gosh, I can't even remember what John Love's alter ego is, but his real name is, his actual Christian given name is John Love. So that's a cool enough name on its own that I can never remember what his
name
is.
Yeah.
I know. But they're both MDs at Second City as well. So I got lucky enough to be making comedy on stage and they were musical directors there.
Master MD? What's an MD?
A musical director.
Oh,
yes,
musical director.
Master,
there we go.
Yeah. So they're handling a lot of the musical duties at these shows. And you always end up hanging out and grabbing a drink together. And we became a little band and make a lot of stuff together. It's
very
a lot of
cool.
Fun.
Very cool.
So Kid Copter is all Second City folks.
Yeah, 100% Second City folks. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so tell us more about Ersatz Records.
After we started making songs together as Kid Copter, we kind of wanted to open up production to other people that are in the community that just want to make music, but, and are super talented. They have a great point of view. They're great lyrical writers. Some of them just have never been in front of a microphone before. So we get to record a lot of great stuff with people who are just some of my favorite artists to watch, some of my favorite artists to be around. We just wanted to kind of create an outlet for people to make whatever it is they wanted to make. The most recent thing that came out was we didn't make the video for it, but we made the music for a song called Booty on the Brain, which is sort of a Monster Mash style parody song featuring a returning character That is a guy, a mad scientist who keeps putting booties where they shouldn't be. It's truly one of the more sophomoric things I've ever made, but it's so fun. And Chris Kattan was on the newest one, so that was kind of fun.
That's cool. Up on
Yeah.
the YouTubes, I did see Booty Vampire, which featured you in a couple of different roles, I believe, including the
Yes.
drummer and perhaps a big time studio producer or something. But yeah, and that was very interesting. But yeah,
Sure,
and I
sure,
would highly
sure.
recommend it. Yeah.
That's Andy Bolduc. He's currently on the main stage at Second City right now, and he's done two reviews there that have been really well received. And he's just a super talented comedian. And the great thing about that song too was that we made the track, and then all of the characters in that song are just him, and he's improvising the entire thing. We have a video of him just switching voices back and forth on the same microphone as he's going through. So he just basically improvised a scene with himself, and we didn't even really edit it. We just put it together and made it the song that it is. So if it feels real loose, and it does, you'll know
Really?
why that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
Like maybe absolutely made up on the spot. But it did.
100% of it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
150% of it is made up on the spot.
And hilarious. Yeah.
It's a great
But
time.
cool. All right. Let's see. Before I get to the reviews, I want to stress that if you fall into a Chase Rock YouTube rabbit hole, it will be very rewarding. I'm talking Booty Vampire, Welcome Back, No Hands, and every one of a zillion things you've had your fingers in. So I'm going to highly recommend that the listeners check out, just everything that you've done. And what have I not yet mentioned that you've done that you'd like to point out?
Oh, gosh. I think you've nailed everything that I'm proud of.
Okay. All
I'm sure there are
right.
things in the past, you know. I think I've always been making things because I really enjoy making things. And you start remembering the most recent ones and the failures from the past, you start putting somewhere else. And every now and then one pops up and you go, oh, yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah. When I first started out, the only reason I got connected to all this because I was a vlogger when I was 19 and in college. I was vlogging in the style of the Vlogbrothers, if you're familiar, and pretty much absolutely doing an imitation of them. And I remember somebody was doing Song Fu that I followed in that group, and I signed up for it. And I guess it must have been Micah, somebody from Spin Tunes kept me on a list for a very long time, because when Spin Tunes 18 rolled around, I was like, I'm gonna give this a try again. I'm really glad too, because it's my favorite. I think this is the coolest. I'm always like, people think I'm pandering, that I'm sucking up in the chat. I genuinely believe, as somebody who's worked in like as a career in the arts, something like this is so rare that this many people are this generous with their time to create such a good experience where people are free to just be inspired to create something and get feedback on it. It's a very rare thing, and I think it's special, and I like it a lot.
Very well said. Yeah. And I mean, this round is a great example of that. Here we have people spending a lot of time doing what you could can you know you could say it's a bit incestuous, maybe, with
Let's go with
everybody
that one.
kind of,
Yeah, that's a good.
yeah, exactly. They're covering each other's songs for this competition that so few people have heard about, and it's so internal. And but the other thing is it's great. It's like a lot of people spend a lot of time on a cover of a song that one of their competitors did. It's showing some love for your colleagues here. And
People were super creative this round. I was pleased with many, many of the songs, so.
absolutely. And covering somebody else's song is a lot of fun, and it's something that they appreciate a hell of a lot. If somebody covers your song, then that's just fantastic. And so it's all good vibes. Appreciation both ways, and just wonderful. So, for future rounds, I recommend anybody do this. Give it a shot.
Totally. I did it in Spin Tunes 18. I covered Eigengrau, which was, boy, I wish I remember the artist name off the top of my
Jaco
head, but
Homo.
there we go. Jaco, who's an artist that I really enjoy, kind of has a Devo vibe to them. And then I got somebody covered one of my songs too, which was, yeah, you're so right. It felt so good that somebody listened to your song and was like, I'm going to try my hand at that one. That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember really liking that song Eigengrau from Spintoons 18, though. It was a good one.
I still like it. I mean, I can hear it in my head all the time. I Eigengrau, as old as time, is just a solid lyric that sticks with me.